Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Drag racers and fans will take over Albany, Georgia as Grudge Inc. and Wild Child Bobby Childs present a weekend of action Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at the US 19 Dragway. Both days, special guest racers from all over will be in the house. One time for DJ Grant, the number one stunner and butt naked out of Alabama. Biz out of Chicago. Big Claws, Mississippi Joe, and Gadget out of Mississippi. Plus, all of Middle Georgia will dominate the US 19 Dragway Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th as Grudge Inc. and Wild Child Bobby Childs orchestrate a weekend of action. Okay, let's get down to the details. Friday, the April 26th action features a $25 open test and tune hard tire class and the 5-speed hard tire class. Gates open at 6 p.m. and racing starts at 7 p.m. $10 admission. And Saturday, the April 27th action headlines a big car shootout with $3,000 to win and free entry. A 6-0 index with $1,800 to win, $100 entry and 20 car minimum. A 7-0 index with $1,200 to win, $60 entry and a 20 car minimum. Finally, a small block nitrous class with the $1,500 purse, the winner takes all for the Saturday, April 27th action at the US 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia. Gates open at noon, test and tune at 1 p.m., and racing starts at 2 p.m. Test and tune's $30, admissions $20. For more details on the weekend of action at the US 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia, on Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Wild Child Bobby Childs at 478-951-9092 or Mick at 478-972-3281.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is Ben.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region,
that?
Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Jeez, what's the business?
Audrey, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am doing great.
What's going on?
I say 75, 78 degrees, sunny. That's what I got going on. What about yourself?
I'm about 75, 78 degrees, sunny. Same thing.
I wonder what my homeboy is going through. I wonder if he still got that 37, 38, 40-degree weather. We're going to have to see what's going on up there in Chi-Town. See about
don't
that weather.
Don't rub it in.
I'm not. We're down here to support Bobby Wild Child at Albany Raceway at US 19. We're going down there. Grudge Inc. is going down there to invade Albany, Georgia. You coming?
It depends. You know how Jay Barnes is. I might not be able to get off of work.
Now you're gonna do your air your dirty laundry on the air. Now you know you're not right.
Yep, I did it. I'm sorry.
All right, well today, man, we want to talk about Albany, Georgia. Going down there, Grudge Inc. is going down there to invade. We also want to talk about May 4th, the Motor City Mayhem. Grudge Inc. is coming up to the Detroit area, the infamous Milan Dragway, and we are bringing Grudge Inc. cars. Owners and participants of Grudge Inc. Governors is coming up to invade Milan, Michigan. You know, I get tons and tons of love from the Detroit guys. They call in my show, and they always here to support. I hope they continue to support the radio show, but also come on out to see us live and in color on May the 4th in Milan Dragway. You going up to that Motor City Mayhem, Lady A?
Again, we'll check with Jay Barnes on that one.
Okay, July 27th, I ain't got to check with Jay Barnes. You in the house, right?
All right, man, yes.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah, we're going to be in Morocco, Indiana. But that's ways off. I'm not going to promote a race three or four months ahead of time. You know, I'm going to wait to the – yeah. But before that, we got so much going on. We got a Grudge Inc. race coming in Macon, the 18th, and we got the annual or celebration of Grudge Inc.'s birth in Montgomery Motorsports in Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama, DJ Grant's home track. We're going down there to invade there. But, again, that's coming up in about 3-4 weeks. But first business is first. We're going to Albany, Georgia. So let's get ready for Albany. Let's get ready for Milan, Michigan. Lady A, we got any callers with their hand up?
Yes, we have quite a few. I'll go ahead and start with Larry. Your mic is open.
Hello, Lady A. How you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
All righty. How's the boss?
Boss is right on. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Yeah, well, I always ask about the boss, man. I want to stay in his good greatness, no doubt about it. What's going down, Biz?
Ain't nothing, Larry. What's going on with you, baby?
Oh, man, I'm hanging it out with both hands, Biz. Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Do you still live in Chicago, Biz?
Yeah, I still live in Chicago. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anytime
I talk to you, you gone, man.
Hey, man. I'm a traveling man, man. I gotta make it do what it do.
You getting it in too, baby? You getting it in?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, Biz.
What your Leroy got going on?
I figure. By the weekend.
Okay.
It should be some meteors falling out the sky.
I know that's right.
Yeah, it should be some meteors falling out the sky, Biz. Hey, Biz, I had a question I want to ask you before I go back and get on mute and listen to the show. You know it's a warrant out for your arrest down there on the 4th, man. Them guys in Detroit, man, they say you better get you a hard hat.
May 4th in Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They it's a warrant for my race for what car?
They didn't say specifically what car. They said they're going to test Chicago's tail up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be there. I ain't wearing no hard hat. But I'm wearing some combat boots.
Oh, Lord. Well, I just had to come in out of the lady, Biz, and I'm going to go ahead on and get out the way. She said you got quite a few callers, and I don't want to stand in the way. I want to come on in and pay my dues, man, and get on out the way.
Oh, we got plenty of time, Larry. We got plenty of time. We got 2 whole hours. I do want to address that. I seen the video Gunner Picks put up with me and Ground and Pound today. I mean, it was a great, great, great video. It was good. I like those guys over there, man. They good grudge racers, man. Tommy Cool, Little Johnny Cool, Jeff, man, Vaz, all them guys, stand-up guys, man. We had some fun down there doing some grudge racing, man, and that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Lining up. Yeah, lining up, man, trying to see who can cut that tree down, who can turn on that wind light, man. And I had fun down there. I had fun not the first time. I had fun not just the second time. I had fun all 3 times, man, and that's what it's about, trying to pick up a check. But that's what I built Bodies Cars for, is the race. You know, a lot of people get these cars and they just be pumping on their chest, man. You know what I'm saying? They just do this and do that, but they really ain't no grudge racers. You know, they has beens. You know, they did something 15 years ago, and they so upset they can't do nothing right now. You know, like I said a long time ago, you know, the sun go around the moon, and it goes around once, maybe twice. It just continues to circle around. And it's just like people. Everybody get their chance. Everybody get their turn. And last year, I had my turn. You know, and this year, you know, it may be my turn. It may not be. But I guarantee you, as long as I got oil pressure and a couple of dollars in my pocket and a couple of people that got faith and I could turn on the wind light, hey, I'm going to keep racing, you know.
There you go.
But all these haters and suckers, man, you keep on coming. Keep on. I got something for you, you know. I got something for you. I got a homicide. A 187, baby. You know, but Larry, it's all good, man. I appreciate the support, bro.
You know, that's what it'd be all about. See, you know, it's been longer than that 15, 20 years for me, Biz, and I'm not hating on nobody, Biz. All I want to do is come and enjoy myself and watch them get down and shit talk and have fun and enjoy.
That's what it's about, man.
That's what it's all about. You know, that personal stuff, man, they can take that stuff and leave it somewhere else, man, because that's not going to deter us from what we got to do.
Oh, no. I'm going, hey, man, I'll be there on the 4th. I'll be there on the 4th, and I'll be in Macon on the 18th. I'll be in Alabama on the 19th. That's my schedule for May.
Okay.
I'll be in Albany tomorrow. That's my schedule for April. So for April to May, those races I'm going to be at. So, you know, if I got oil pressure, a driver, some fuel, and some money, you can get to the line. Now, those same boys, Ground and Pound, they got a truck and trailer, and they want to come on up to Milan on the 4th. Get at Biz. Get at Biz, man.
Get Biz?
Get at, man, listen, man, I'm a freak for pain. I'm a freak. That turns me on. Pain turns me on.
What you saying, Biz? You extended the invitation? Is that what you're saying?
Man, listen, man. I'll be in Milan on the 4th. Make it do what it do. It's going to be a killing. Hey, Larry, I don't want to say too much, man, you know, because, you know, some people, just, when they take a loss, you know, they be punch drunk, you know what I'm saying? They just keep on talking and talking and talking. You know, I ain't going to keep on talking, man. Just, you know, as they say down south, deposit, that's all, you know, lock in. Lock in, so that's all.
That's well, lady, one question. One question, Biz, then I'm off. Are you locked in with anybody down in Bobby Wild Child's race?
No. I actually am not. I'm not locked in, but I'm sure we're gonna get something off. Cause I can't go to a racetrack with a car and don't race. I mean, that's just not me. You know,
okay.
I can't sit there and lock in, you know, 3-4 months from now, you know, and say I'm gonna be somewhere and don't show up. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's just not me. If I'm at the racetrack with a car, I'm gonna race. That's what I got it for. If I turn into a bracket racer, then I'm gonna start bracket racing. You know, if I turn into a class racer, I'm a class race. But right now, I'm Grudge Inc. and I'm gonna Grudge race. Plain and simple. Win lose, because ain't no drawing. I ain't never seen no tie in drag race. I have never seen.
No.
So win or lose, I'm gonna race.
Ain't no tie. So,
yeah. Same horseshoes.
All right, bitch.
All right, Larry. Keep your mic open. Lady A, who is next on deck?
Kid, your mic is open.
On
good
what?
Evening, Lady A. Good evening, Lady
Hi,
A. How you doing? All right. What's
That's hey, Lady good, A, do you see that everybody in Chicago has home training? They come on to be a show, and they address the lady first. See, that's home training. And they talk about Southern hospitality, and Southern men are gentlemen, but I'm showing you in action. These guys speak to you first.
Thank you, guys.
I was brought up like that, Biz. If you didn't speak to the women first, they got that booty spanked.
I know that's right, man. That's being a gentleman. That's called home training.
Yes, sir. What's been happening, man?
Oh man, just trying to just dotting all my I's, crossing my T's, making my X's, making the bold letters bold, putting underscores on the underscores. You know, that's all.
I heard that. Well, we did have some sunshine here today, man. It got up to about 55 degrees.
Ooh, y'all had a heat wave.
I'm telling you. I can't wait till Monday and Tuesday.
I know that's right.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about 70 degrees here, man.
Ooh, yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back to help us enjoy it this time, though.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But besides that, ain't nothing been happening, man. Just chilling, man, and getting to this old job every day. That's about all.
Hey, man, that's a blessing. That's a blessing to have a job and be able to pay some bills, baby.
I'm telling you.
We work
to
pay bills. That's what we work for, to pay bills.
You got that right. Yeah,
hey, but I got
hold
a question, man.
Hold on.
My thing is, man, I got a bunch of calls, text messages, and hits on Facebook concerning Mr. Willie and Big Drag last week.
Mm-hmm.
They called me telling that Mr. Willie punked out Big Drag. I wasn't on the show. I wasn't on the phone call. I'm not privy to all the information.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Big Fella.
Yep.
Big Fella ain't going to let nobody punk him out.
That's true.
That. He ain't gonna let him run him off. So probably later on, I'm probably get Big Fella on the phone and see what really went down.
Yeah, well, after I heard, you know, I was listening to the show, and after I heard it, you know, I called Drag myself, and Drag told me that he still haven't got his car to where he wanted to, you know, to get it, and I don't blame the man. Why should I jump off into the frying pan, you know, and I'm not, you know, ready? You know what I'm saying? So.
There it is. Makes a lot of sense.
So, like I said, you probably can get him on.
Yeah. I had Lady A get him on and let him explain his side of the story because, it's always three sides to a story.
That's right.
One person's perspective, the other person's perspective, and then there's the truth.
We're going to try to get the truth. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to try to do.
Yep.
All right.
I'm gonna sit back and listen to the show, man.
Next caller.
All right.
Okay. Big Danny, your mic is open, Big Danny.
Hey, lady, how you doing? Biz, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Danny?
Man, what's up, kid? No, I seen the video, Gunna Dix with Ground and Pound over there. You know,
oh, yeah.
you know, everybody having fun, man. That's all it's about, man. They just having fun. You know, they get
I love
ready.
It.
Oh, they definitely great. They definitely gonna have a lot of G bodies at them now, because the way they were talking, small block, full interior. I said, oh, y'all will have a lot of G bodies at them. I just hope they gonna run them. Don't back down. Don't go in reverse.
Yeah, they gonna have a whole lot of people at them.
Yeah, because they were talking about a small block, full interior G body. Stock suspension, so you know they get ready. When they go down south, you know them guys down south going to be at them, so I just hope they be ready for them. Don't go in reverse when they get down there and see their G-buddies now. But, no, Drag, I mean, now BS, he didn't pump Drag, and Drag told him his car wasn't ready. So the man trying to rush
right.
him, Drag, man, he said, when I get my car right, I'm going to call you. But he said, but if you're in a hurry, he said, I got a buddy that can come meet you. Mr. Willis said, no, I don't want them problems.
Oh, so Mr. Willie got punked too.
Yeah, Drag told him he got a buddy, and Mr. Willis said he don't want them problems.
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
Okay, all right. So they didn't. I wonder why they didn't report that though. You know, that's what I don't like, man. They report. See, that's why I don't like all these reporters, man. They report one side of the. See, I said it's one side, then it's the other side, then it's in that middle. Somewhere in that middle, you're going to get the truth. They told me Drag at Punk, that's it, this, that, and this. They ain't tell me Drag had a rebuttal and Mr. Willie bagged up.
I don't mean to jump in to cut you off, Biz, but, you know, that's how they do it, man.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yep, that's how they do it.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, he told him he got a buddy. He said, and Mr. Willis said he don't want them problems at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bug,
okay.
Got him on the line.
Yeah, old bug. Okay. All right, he was one of the ones that hit me on Facebook talking about Big Drag. Got called out by Mr. Willie, and Big Drag wouldn't go. So if he got Mr. Willie on the phone, he was on the phone when Drag told him about his buddy. So he didn't PM me that. Okay.
They ain't gonna,
all right.
They ain't gonna tell all that. They ain't gonna tell all that. They want to tell what they want to tell. Just tell it all. You know, Drag told him he wasn't ready. And so then said, but if you so much in a hurry, he said, I got a buddy. That'll come meet you May 4th in Milan. He said, no, I don't want them problems.
Okay. All right. Well, that's I don't even need to get Drag on the phone no more. That's all three sides right there. Even within that, there's the truth. Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Daddy. Keep your mic open. Let me get to the next call.
I'm going
to
go on mute.
All right. 219-22.
How you doing, lady?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good. Ready to get to see this good old weather and get me some W's up under my belt. That's all. Ready to drag race.
I heard that.
I know that's right. When you leaving out, Leon?
Tomorrow when I get off of work.
Okay.
You know
okay.
I'm coming to do some business, man. I'm tired. It get warm one day and get cold the next day. And I'm sitting up there tired of looking at that old thing sitting up in the garage, man. I'm trying to get down, man. I tried to get Aaron and they Aaron them saying I'm scared. They said word that I'm scared. I said I'm so scared. Why don't y'all come on down into Georgia? Let me go and give you what you got coming, because that's where I'm going. They said
well,
I'm
one
scared.
Thing,
so
one thing for sure, you not. I'm gonna be 100. You not scared. That's for sure. You not scared. You gonna go. But you know if y'all gonna get it on, it's a week away.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to go on up there to the 4th. We're going up there to the 4th.
Yeah. That's what they want to do in their hometown. But, you know, also at your hometown, you can get your bus back real good up there.
Yeah. See, I'm going to tell you the truth, what happened. They really didn't look that good down in Lena. So they went up to their home track. They got some few passes under their belt. They hooked and they went, and they seen a time ticket that they were satisfied with. So it don't make sense to go somewhere else and take a chance when they know what they're caught doing at their home track. So they're just trying to get somebody to come up there, which is fine, which is not a problem. We coming.
Right.
We coming. We coming. So get ready.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm going down there and do my having my business, going to knock Gadget off. And I'm gonna, if some more get in the way and I feel I got somewhere to go, I'm going to try. If not, I'll save it for next week. I'm going to take it out on them. But 2013 is my year.
Whoa. Pump your brakes. You going down there to Albany, US 19 to do what? To who?
Me and Gadget going to run head up. I told him put his big ties on his willy bars. I'm going to run him head up. I don't want nothing. You locked in and run down there. You still there,
Biz? I'm still here. Somebody just sent me a text. The truth is, both came to a conclusion on the phone. Neither one was ready. Big Drag and Mr. Willie. Now, and that was sent to me. That was sent to me by somebody from the Motor City.
Hey, Drag, Biz, I was on the phone. Drag told me.
Hey, but you know what? That right there was 100. Mr. Willie ain't ready or Drag ain't ready.
Right.
So who got punked? How can I punk you if I'm not ready, Leon?
Exactly.
Biz, the Detroit always tell part of the story. They don't never tell the truth because that's too much like right. But you know what's going to hurt their feelings? When Drag come up there and put it on Mr. Willie, they probably quit racing because that's all who name they holler. And Drag was whooping Mr. Willie back then, and he going to whoop him down. What makes you think he can't whoop him down?
You said something right there. You said Detroit don't tell the truth. That was Bub. Bub, you got to wait your turn. You got a lot of people in front of you. I'm going to get you in, Bub. But, no, that was somebody from Detroit telling the truth, saying that both of them decided to just wait till they both were ready. So I can't say Detroit don't tell the truth because that came from Detroit. So I'm just going to say this. When Drag get ready, when Mr. Willie get ready, they going to race.
But they don't never tell the whole truth. If you don't tell the whole truth, you shouldn't tell it at all.
When it comes to Chicago, I'm biased. When it comes to Detroit, they biased. So, you know, it is what it is. Now, we're going to have some fun. We're going to drag race. If Bub get in the way on the 4th, I'm going to have Lil Ron stick that turbo dead up in him and tell him to turn it on. So, say anything, I'm going to have Lil Ron whoop the brakes off that boot.
They ain't going to go. Watch.
Yeah,
they ain't going to go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when Drag with Mr. Willie, it's going to be all over, man. It's going to be over with. They ain't going to have nobody else to go get. That's it.
So Leon, you trying to say that Mr. Willie is their last shot?
That's their last shot. They've been their last shot for years, man, and I'm here to tell you, and they can lie if they want to. I got videos, man. Drag been whooping Mr. Willie for years, man.
So what Willie Dog is to the South, Mr. Willie is to Detroit. He's their godfather.
Right, exactly. Right, right on the button. You know they always holler Mr. Willie. So you know how that goes.
Wow.
There's going to be some sad faces, man. You know that.
Leon, it ain't going to look like it was at the zoo, was it?
This man said he got Mr. Willie on. Let me find his number so I can let him on. Hey, you know what? So let me try to find your number, Bub. Just hit your one button. Hit your one button, Bub. I'm going to let you talk.
Has he ever left out of the state of Michigan to race?
Not Bud.
Nope.
Bud.
Not Bud.
Hey, Here come Indiana. Here come Indiana. Shoot some dice, but he won't bring that car pass up. It's got like one of those lasers on there. If it go past the Michigan line, it's gonna blow up.
I
got one of them bombs
over
there in Boston. In
I
Boston, got one
of Mr.
Boston bombs.
Out of Michigan. Going to
I don't know about Mr. Willie. Mr. Willie, I'm sure he's been out of Michigan. He an old timer, so I'm sure he's been out of Michigan before. Hey, Bub, hit your one button. Press the number one button, Bub. Press your one button. If you're on, just press number one, and it'll put you up to the top. He said his number one button ain't working. Now, you need to get you a new phone, man. Let me see if I can find you. 734. Well, Bub, I don't see your number on the. Hold on. This might be you here. Let me see. Might be you here. Hey, Bub, you got too much background noise, Bub.
That ain't Bub. This ain't Bub. Well, no.
Okay, sorry, bro. Oh, somebody else. Bub, I don't see your phone. I know this ain't Bub. Hold on. 4154. You know what, Bub? I don't see your phone number, bro. I don't see your phone number.
What's the last four, man?
0154. 734-0154.
I got
you
it.
You see it? You got
yep.
it? Open that chump phone.
It.
I mean, open this up, mic. Yeah. Hey, Bub.
What's going on, man?
I'm doing good.
I got Mr. Willie right here, man. Hold on.
Okay. Hold on before we get Mr. Willie on the phone. Do you want to do anything with Leron?
Hold on, Mr. Willie. What'd you say, Ben?
Do you want to do anything with Leron? No, hold on. Let me start over. Will you be in Marlin on the 4th with your car?
I don't know yet. We I don't know yet, Ben.
Okay. If you are on the premises with your car on the 4th, you want to do anything with Leron?
I just said I don't know, man.
That is what I said. If you are on the premises with your car,
the car not ready. Got to get a time slip first, man. You respect
okay.
that, right?
I respect that.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing, Mr. Willie?
This Mr. Willie here. Look here. I don't know where the lies coming from. They tell it. But I don't feel that I backed out. I don't feel dragged back out. Okay?
I just straightened that out.
Okay.
So he came from the
south. Let me finish. You say,
okay.
I got a buddy that'll run you. I say, hey, drag. This is not between me and your buddy. This is between me and you. Now, when that day comes for his buddy, I'll be sitting there waiting on him, too. I'm not afraid of him running him either. You get me? Number three, drag had never beat me nowhere. I seen drag and racetrack once in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I was running Post Street over there. He come over there with a Cavalier with all natural astronaut air motor. Everybody spread nice. And me, Pat Music, Tony Christian, and all of them. He couldn't even get in the field. You get me? But I'm not putting him down or anything. I'm just letting you know I ain't never ran drag. But this day, for 2013, I am planning on to meet with him.
Okay.
That's a big finale for me and him.
Okay.
I'm planning on taking his plan. He's planning on taking mine. So hey, it's gonna be all right.
Mr. Willie, you said it all when you just said you don't feel you backed down from drag and you don't feel drag backed down from you. That's all that needed to be said. I'm fine. I'm good. So when he get ready. And when you are ready and y'all at the same track and y'all ready to get
there
down, I'm hope I'm there.
There you go. See, because I can live with an ass whooping. I have a bunch of them in my life.
I just took three of them in one day. I'm a gracious loser. I'm a gracious loser. But all I ask, Mr. Willie, is when I win, don't get upset. I'm not directing that to you. I'm just saying. I'm not directing that to you. I'm just directing that to people. I take these videos, me getting whooped with these videos. Oh, that's fun. I love it. It's good advertisement. I love it. But don't.
Yes. I've been cross country racing, man. This ain't my first thing racing here.
I'm not directing this to you.
I don't give a damn where you at.
Mr. Willie, it's no secret that you done forgot more about drag racing than I know. So I'm not directing this towards you.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm gonna say that.
I'm not gonna tell you like that. You know what I mean? It just, you know, it's something we all do. If we was 100% perfect, it wouldn't be one or two after.
No, Mr. Willie. I just, you know, it just gave me an opportunity to say what I want to say. But hey, man, you've been 100. I appreciate it. If Bub comes to the track on Milan on the 4th with his car, he going to get a set on kill sticker. He's going to put a set on kill sticker on his car.
Maybe he'll get a set on kill sticker. Okay, he's bugging.
Man, I ain't even about to argue. Man, the car ain't ready. But we here listening to the show, man, supporting you. We working on it, man. You know.
Hey, Bub, I appreciate it, man. I see you next week. I'll buy you a lemonade. Milan got some real good lemonade up. All right, man. Lady A, best caller, please.
Smitty, your mic is open.
What's up, homeboy?
Well, homeboy.
Just supporting the show, baby boy.
I appreciate it, man. Where you going to be at on the 4th?
Michigan, Milan, and the whole set up here quick.
Woo-wee. All right. I see you there, homeboy. I got a surprise for you. All right, homeboy.
Now, Hootie said he's going to call in, too, Ben. So he called me early talking crazy. I told him, look at Chase, get our lick back on their band. I told him, just hold that money with interest.
Okay. All right. If you call in, I'll open your mic back. Just put your phone on. We'll just keep your mic open.
All right.
All right. Lady A, next caller, please.
Yes, caller 773-3625. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. And you, this baby boy from the west side of Chicago. I'm just calling in, just checking in, listening to the show.
Baby boy, I appreciate the support. I appreciate it, homeboy.
You know you my man, Biz. I was just listening in on how people be hating on people, man. Two things people gotta realize, understand, man, about this life thing is this here. If people do 50% minding their own business and doing the next 50% standing out of business of another person, the world will go fine, man. You ain't gonna have no haters then.
Hey, man, you know what? I think we do need haters, man. I think haters make the world go around. I mean, because I think sometimes people, they hate on you, give you the motivation to do what you do. So, I think haters have their purpose, you know. And, you know, hating is almost a little, you know, close to jealousy. I think they're almost like cousins. Hating and jealousy is almost like cousins. But I think both of them, go ahead.
You got a good point with that, man. You know, I guess you need the negativity to keep positive people doing positive things, you know?
No doubt. You know?
Man, I respect you guys, man. I ain't got no car, but, you know, I'm a fan of this thing. I've been around drag racing all my life. And like I say, man, I like to see you guys, man, go to different states and stuff like that and represent Chicago the way you guys do. You know, Drag, you, Leon, Three Lug, you know, all the guys, Leroy, you know what I'm saying, all the guys from Chicago, man, you know.
Don't forget Donye.
Donye.
Yeah.
Man, bunch of you guys, man, you know, a lot of you guys, man, doing y'all thing out there in that grudge world, man, and I respect y'all, man, and if they all they got to do is get off that old mental with all that arguing and get to the line. Stop all that talking and let the break go.
And that's, hey, baby boy, just because you ain't got no car don't mean that you're not what we need in drag racing, because if it wasn't no spectators, if it wasn't people that love the grudge racing scene, man, we'll be out there running each other. Won't be nobody out there to watch, because a lot of this stuff we do for people to call our names. We do this stuff so we can get on YouTube and see our faces, I mean, it's an ego thing with me. I mean, I'm not gonna lie about it. I love seeing myself on YouTube. I am not gonna lie. It's nice, and it was just enjoyable. Me watching Gunna Picks video get my head knocked off because to me, you know, it's gonna come back around. I ain't gonna take it lying down now.
And that's the whole part of Drag Race. You watch the NHRA guys. You know they run up and down the track, and you know one of them might blow something up. They might have a good pass, and then the next 15 minutes they turn the motor down. The next hour or so they got it ready to go back in the staging lane. So
yeah.
You know, that's part of drag racing, you know. So, like I say, man, you guys keep on doing your thing. I'm going to lay back, Biz, man, and let y'all listen to the show, man. Let y'all keep on doing y'all thing, man. I love, man, support. I'm supporting Gunna Picks, Grudge Inc., all the guys from the Midwest. I'm supporting you guys, man, and that's what it is, man.
Oh man, we got some good players in the Grudge world. We got Gunna Picks. We got number one slouch, my main man George. We got Detroit Hood TV. Time for the shutdown. I like that.
Got
Hood TV. We got Pesto. We got Gage. We got a lot of people, man, that's doing this stuff for the love of the game, man. They're not doing it for the money. Believe me, they're not doing it for the money. They're doing it basically for the love of the game, and because the time and hours they put into this to get our faces on this damn YouTube, believe me, they're not getting rewarded financially like they should. And I'm going to say some others. You know, the boys down south, BET, In the Cut, Dolomite, all the rest of them, man. They not, you know, for what they do and the notoriety that they have given people like myself, Wit, Tony Bynes, man, please. We couldn't pay them enough to do what they do. But hey,
right.
Well, who's the next caller?
Hey, caller, I'm here. I'm sorry. Caller 708-4697. Your mic is open.
Mouse.
What's up? How you doing, Lady A? Hello.
What's going on, Mouse?
Nothing much, man. Out here, these kids are out here playing in the mud, man, and I'm in here cooking for them. In other words,
no,
doing my daddy thing.
Gotta do the daddy thing, man. Got to do the daddy thing so we can have some some continuity in the household so we can do our racing thing, you know?
Right. But I'm just listening. Checking the show.
Oh, okay. You had your hand up. Okay. Lady A, next caller. Brian, your mic is open. What up, B?
What up, Ben? How you doing?
Man, I'm just chilling.
I hear you. I'm just getting off work. I missed
What's
the first half of your show. I had to act like a stalker girlfriend and keep blowing up the phone every 2 seconds to get in. It was busy every time I called. It was full.
Hey man, next time you do that, send me a text, man. I'll have Lady A give you a call from the show. Get you on.
I was like a little kid in the candy shop when the lady came on and said I got through.
Oh man, where you gonna be at on May 4th?
I'm here at Milan, baby.
What? Who are you looking for?
I'm trying to find somebody. I don't even know who's coming.
You know what? They got King Nate from New York. I don't know if he like trains. I don't know if he's gonna let you and Wayne run a train on him. But he is locked in with Wayne. I don't know if he won't.
Can we get him on the phone?
You know what? I have him on the phone next week.
Okay.
A couple
cool.
days before the race.
Yep.
I have him on the phone. I have CC and Jody on the phone. I'm not sure if they coming up.
Yeah, no, they got a couple issues last time I talked to them, but
right.
I don't know if they're going to get it right, but
And,
you know,
and no, they got a big race down south the same day. So, you know,
right.
most of the guys, you know, I don't know if Wick coming up. You know, I know if Wick came up, y'all could play. But I, you know, like I said, they got a big race down south. So, but us guys up north, we gonna be in Marlin trying to get down.
How's my man Donnie doing? I know he was down from Wick's race down there. Is he getting his car back together? Is everything working out good for him?
He told me I got two ways I'm gonna answer this question. I'm gonna answer it the political way first. He's on his way to. Last time I talked to him, he was on his way to the chassis shop. Motor stuff was straight.
Oh, that's good.
He had to go to the chassis shop. Second of all, why you want to know about Donnie?
I'm just curious about him. I just want to know.
is there a reason you wanted to know?
No, I honestly spoke with him when we were getting ready to go to Holly Springs, and he said he was trying to kick ass to get his car together. And I had assumed that he had went down there to that race. I didn't know if he was down there or not when you were down there.
Oh, okay. I just had to ask that. I wouldn't be a good talk show host if I didn't ask it. I just wanted to know.
I ain't saying that if he comes that we might dance. I mean, you know, I just didn't know how this was happening. Are we trying to do the North South thing, or, you know, is it every man for himself?
Man, hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you. Grudge Inc. is invading Detroit, Michigan. That's all need to be said. You need to protect your house. That's all I'm saying. This ain't South invading the North. This is not. This is the world versus Detroit. So Detroit needs to protect.
That's all you need to say.
Yeah. This ain't the South invading North. We got some races being dubbed as that. This ain't it. They coming for your tail, Wayne's tail, Jimbo's little tail that he do have, Aaron's tail, Young Money's tail, Dirty Brown's tail. So y'all need to band together and tell somebody they can't come in y'all house.
I got you. I like that.
I'm going to act like Mississippi Joe. Michigan, stand up. Yeah.
It should be a very, very good time, especially if you guys come. We always know you guys are ready to race. So it definitely going to be a crowd pleaser, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hopefully Daniel is ready, man.
I hope so, too. I like it. I mean, he gets down just like you. He pretty much does what he got to do to race. So I'm hoping there's going to be some racers there, you know, that want to get down and do something, which I know with Grudge Inc. involved, I know the people coming are going to be racers, not talkers.
Yeah. It, you know, it's going to come to race. I ain't coming to hold no hands. I ain't going to do what Meatball do.
Hopefully when I pull up to the line this time, I don't got snowflakes hitting my windshield like I did last week.
Right. I don't want to be like Meatball and Pine and them hold hands, Johnny Quick and them hold hands and sing Kumbaya. I don't want
to
be like that.
I hope to God Pine or any of them fools are at the track.
Oh, that's a whole boy, man.
You know you want to go there, Biz.
Hey, old boy, man. Hey, old boy. I got to wait for no E.T., man. I got to wait for no E.T.
How's everything going with you? Is your car running and everything good with it?
Yeah. I had a small little oil leak. I fixed that. It was a damn, wasn't a supercharger. It was a damn crank mount. Need to put a seal in to get that fixed. It's ready to go.
Do you know if the Boost 12 guys or Boosted Bird or any of those guys? You know,
they coming. They coming. Oh, sweet. They coming. Yeah, they coming. Boost 12 not coming. No. Boost 12 will be there. He may not have his car. I know Vito's car's ready. Vito might bring his car.
We're trying to get a bring a car out for that event. I don't know what it's going to do. It's never been out. It's all brand new. We're still working on it. Haven't even started it yet, but we're busting ass to get it ready. It's a small block, cast intake, one car, one gun,
28 snow bar set up. So we'll see how that works out. Hopefully it works good. I'm trying to get as much stuff together to get as much stuff to the event as possible.
Oh, man, that's great. If my man back in town, I'm going to try to see if he could come up so he can bust Rod's Fry Guy tail, Lil Ron, Lil Boosie, Set on Kill. Try to, small block to small block, small tie to small tie, turbo to turbo.
There you go.
One of the good tracks of the world, Milan. On the fourth, try to get Lil Boosie to run Raj, Fry Guy. You know, I had a special call today from a guy for the 517 number. He told me to get down. The Big, the Bad, Junior Sting.
And when's he gonna be ready?
Soon.
So, he didn't call you and ask you to lock in for a race that's 3 months from now?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I told him I'm not doing that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. You know, that's like
that's
me.
That's why I don't expect any races to get locked in right now, like you said, till next week, because I don't think people realize how much the South races. They race almost every single day.
Exactly.
And it's hard for them to lock something in that far.
Right. Because don't nobody want to give you that out if you don't show up. Hell, that's what you're locking in for. Hope you don't show up. Send me that money.
Exactly.
Everybody loves free money, you know.
Well, I definitely would like you to get a hold of that Menace guy or Great Nate or whatever next week.
I will have him on the line. I will have him on the phone, King Nate. Now, if y'all had a car show that day, he'll be close up there. Now, I don't know about no damn ET6330, but God dog it, you talking about pretty.
Man, I've seen that car. Trust me, I did my Stage 5 Clinger research on that bad boy.
Oh, okay. Somebody just said so. Who that? Danny?
Yeah, man, what you mean by a car show?
What I'm saying, the car is pretty.
Oh, so you trying to say he ain't doing no racing?
No. King Nate gonna race. He ain't coming all the way from New York to do no car show. I said if the car was entered into a car show, he'll win. No. I didn't say no. He will race.
I seen a video with King Nate. And he looks like he's down the pound. He's ready to do what needs to be done.
Yeah, he's locked in with a Big Bad Wayne from Always. I mean, Never Scared.
Yeah.
Was he just on the video at the House of Hooks with that Mustang with the ground effect kit on it?
I think he was at Orangeburg. Darlington or Orangeburg? I don't think it was Jackson.
I believe it was Darlington.
Yeah, I think it was Darlington.
I think it's at the House of Hooks.
All those damn tracks look the same down here to me. But you look at Milan, No Limit, Union Grove, Byron, you know exactly what track that is. But I'm sure down there, if you look at the track, they'll know which one it is. But to the naked eye for us, all them tracks down there look the same. But I think it was Darlington.
Milan's going to be set on kill for this event. They've stepped up their game a lot. They're doing anything and everything possible. And they're going to have the track prep for the heads-up run, what you brung on Friday. So it's definitely going to be a good track, I can tell you that.
You talking about Milan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Milan's an excellent track. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're phenomenal over there.
Yeah, I am. That's one thing. We ain't worried about that. We ain't worried about hooking or power or none of that. Us Chicago guys love Milan track, you know. So it's good. But let me open up one more mic. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Biz? Late 8. What's happening today? Hey, Biz, I'm not going to hold you long. Actually, I'm going to make a few quick statements on myself. Yeah, just listen.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Big Drag, personal friend of mine, over 30 years. I think I've told you this several times in the past. And keeping it real, as the kids would say in today's world, drag has never, ever
bagged down. Which he got, he kind of like clarified it before I came on. Drag has never bagged down off of one MF in his life. Drag will take ass before he bagged down. I have street raced with Drag for years before Drag moved up into this peninsula that he's in now. And he would rather take ass before he take low and say he can't win. So where they get this Drag bag down from, it could never, ever happen. And it will never happen. And with that, I'm going back on mute, enjoying your show, and I'll listen to you.
Hey, I appreciate it, bro. And I got a text from Ground and Pound. Hey, man, y'all 100 guys, man. I like racing you guys. We gonna race again. It's all good. I didn't take nothing that we did and wish race to heart. I thought we had a good race. We shook hands afterwards. It's all good, bro. Man, I'm ready for you to knock my head off again or get knocked out. So when y'all ready to lock back in, next time we might see each other's in Milan on the 4th. Y'all ready to lock back in, you know, let me know, and we can lock something in for the 4th in Milan, today or next week. Just let me know. I'm ready. I'm ready, Freddy. I'm ready to go. Just let me know. I'm going to get down. I shot it, bro. It is. All right. Oh, got another caller. 313. Hope you ain't got no whole lot of background noise, Tim. 313-7935. What's going on?
I'm sitting back chilling, man. Enjoying the show, man. What's going on, Bid?
I'm just chilling, Tim. Taking it easy. What's going on up in the Motor City?
Hey, man. Just starting to pick up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
track
gets some heat in it.
What does that mean? Does that mean that the white trash ain't
gonna
blow his ass off?
You said
the
white trash
gonna
blow your ass off?
I don't know. Hey, man. Y'all want some problems?
Hey, man, what's the name of the squad, man?
Hey, man, we'll get that color to the track. I'm going to knock that color off.
What you talking about?
I'm going to run it with a small block. On nitrous. No, that's a Mustang.
Oh, Mustang.
That ain't what Daddy said.
You gonna make it right if you have to, you know that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him 3 cars to the left or 3 cars to the right, whichever way you wanna go.
I'm going on mute, man.
Tim with the 313. Hey, man, that's truly what all this is about, man. Drag racing. I treat it as like a cookout and get some and have fun at it. Hey, anybody got any more topics or things for discussion? I think that was Tim. They came on with Mike. Yeah. We still on speakerphone? Yeah, that was Tim. No, that wasn't Tim.
You're getting feedback, obvious.
If somebody on speakerphone, set the speakerphone off. Hello? All right, that's better. Much better. Appreciate it. Alright, got one more call.
Okay, you still echoing.
You still echoing.
Alright, let me
I'm on mute, so it ain't me, goddammit.
Who is that?
I'm on mute, I'm back on mute too, it ain't me. I'm on mute, man.
Somebody got their phone on speaker.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone now, BS.
Hey, Larry, that was you, Larry. I'm opening your mic back, Larry, but that was who, Larry? Somebody on your line or you? Somebody on your line got a speakerphone, Larry.
All right.
Hey,
I got it taken care of,
Biz.
It's all taken care of now.
All right, your mic's still open. All right. 334-6150. Is that an Alabama number? Your mic is open. All right. Well, this week I'm gonna play this little promo. Meatball, press your one button. I want to talk to you. Play this promo.
Drag racers and fans will take over Albany, Georgia as Grudge Inc. and Wild Child Bobby Childs present a weekend of action Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at the US 19 Dragway. Both days, special guest racers from all over will be in the house. One time for DJ Grant, the number one stunner and butt naked out of Alabama. Biz out of Chicago. Big Clog, Mississippi Joe, and Gadget out of Mississippi. Plus, all of Middle Georgia will dominate the US 19 Dragway Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th as Grudge Inc. and Wild Child Bobby Childs orchestrate a weekend of action. Okay, let's get down to the details. Friday, the April 26th action features a $25 open test and tune hard tire class and a 5-speed hard tire class. Gates open at 6 p.m. and racing starts at 7 p.m. $10 admission. And Saturday, the April 27th action headlines a big car shootout with $3,000 to win and free entry. A 6-0 index with $1,800 to win, a $100 entry and 20 car minimum. A 7-0 index with $1,200 to win, $60 entry and a 20 car minimum. Finally, a small block nitrous class with the $1,500 purse, the winner takes all for the Saturday, April 27th action at the US 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia. Gates open at noon, test and tune at 1 p.m., and racing starts at 2 p.m. Test and tune's $30. Admissions $20. For more details on the weekend of action at the US 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia, on Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Wild Child Bobby Childs at 478-951-9092 or Mick at 478-972-3281.
What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of team? With your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Meatball.
Hello?
Meatball.
Talk to me, man.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Am I live? I'm on a damn show, man.
Yes.
I was tap dancing on the damn one button, man. I don't think you wanted me to come in.
No, bro. You just hit the one button.
I was hitting it a lot of times. But hold on, before we start talking, Biz, you ain't nothing, man.
Hey, Meatball. Meatball.
Talk to me.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off the team? With your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Do you hear that, Meatball?
Yeah.
I will come to Milan and drag your... What's going on, Meatball?
Man, talk to me, man. What's going on? What's good with you, man?
Where's Brandon at college?
Lady A, hold on. Let me talk to how Lady A doing.
She ain't talking.
Lady A must.
I told her not to address you.
You said what?
I told her not to address you.
Boy, you sound just like some Chicago haters. A lot of you too. Three
love.
Two hollow.
What's
going on, man? I'm trying to see where's Brandon with his colors at.
Man, what the fuck,
What you gotta do with him, man?
Hold on, somebody gotta let some background noise. Yo, yo.
Hey, you fine, bro. Yes, man, you how little motherfucking dude. Where you going? Shit, I'm big. I got
Hold on.
They must be standing in Houston, Chicago.
Yeah, I got it. No, that was Alabama. But anyway, where's Brandon and his colors?
Man, what do you mean, man? What are you going to do, man? It's a full interior streetcar, man. I mean, what you got, Ben? What you talking about doing it with, man?
You going to run on the motor?
Yeah. Man, don't you got a G-Body, man?
No, I got an S10 truck.
Is this guy named Shorty?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we're running on the motor, man.
And y'all gonna let him blow and you're gonna give him the break? What was that?
I don't know. I can get him on the phone, though, if you like, though, where he can, you know, do his own negotiating.
Okay, we're gonna do this for May 4th. He have it there next week?
Yeah, he's planning on having it there.
Okay, hold on. Now, yeah, go ahead and get him on the phone. And let me get Shorty on the phone.
He would love to make love to Shorty. He would love to make love to him.
Excuse me. All right, well, let me get Shorty on the phone. And you go ahead and get Brandon on the phone.
All right.
Hey, Leon, you still there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Damn, my phone won't let me get him on.
Me, bro, you there? Meatball, Leon.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. I think you ran Gadget off, Leon.
Huh?
I think you ran Gadget off.
Oh, that's so good. We'll meet each other Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
My phone would not let me get on
there. Hell
with me, ball that's so big.
Who?
Tim, you ain't
gonna
talk to me like that. Me, ball, say what? You ain't scared to talk to me like that.
Hell
no.
I don't think I'm
being
nice
to you when
you're on the
show.
Yes, I have
Shorty.
Okay.
Hey,
Shorty. Yeah,
what's on your mind?
Hey, I got Brandon and Meatball on the phone with the colors.
Hold on. Hold on. I need somebody to call him. My phone will not let me dial him. His number is, I shouldn't say that online.
Hold on.
Hey, Meatball, I'm going to send this to Lady A right quick. All right.
No, Lady A. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Hey, so how much time we got with you? Like 5 minutes? 3 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
All right. Well, go ahead, Meatball.
It might be 10. Hey, Skin. Hey, Meatball. What's going on, man? What you trying to engage on the fourth with this Cutlass, man?
On the 4th of what?
May the 4th? Yes, sir.
Where?
Hey, Mike, I miss you.
I don't know if I can get down there. Engage y'all motherfucking ass up here.
Well, you know, that's... For the next time...
I don't know what you're talking about, because I was never trying to engage with the colors, so let's get it straight while the show being recorded. This 1-800 keep it real. I was never trying to engage with the colors. The Cutlass trying to engage with me, and I want to give him a ring. I want to get a little old boy a ring so we can get married. That's all. See, he proposed to me, and I'm let him know my conditions, and I'll accept the proposal. The little old boy proposed to me, Brandon. Say he's gonna drive his own car. He's gonna give me the back tire and the brake and the ace. And all that old shit. I like that. Tell me, come on.
I don't think he said shit about the head.
Man, I'm not going to go into all that. I ain't got time to be arguing with you boys. I like you boys. Stop fronting, man. The man did say that. I bet they got the show recorded. The man told me I got everything in drag racing. Matter of fact, he said more than that. He said I had everything in drag racing with my pickup truck.
Hold on, yeah,
he's going to drive his own car. He's going to run on the motor and all that other shit. I said, no, you ain't. I said, lock your ass in there. But he never locked in. And now, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I couldn't be wrong. What did the man say, man? Last time I was on the phone, I was a special guest or something.
I don't remember, Shawty.
You don't remember saying nothing about I got everything in drag racing? Because I told him I don't want to run with my cousin.
I just sent Lady A his number before she can try to get him on.
Right. I said I wasn't running no cutlass with my pickup truck. So why?
I thought he said he was going to roll with some 22. Is that the one saying he's going to roll with some 22s or something?
Nah, if he run with some 22s, down on his ass, I'm going head up. I just ain't stuck no motherfucker with no 22s. Yes, I did. Brandon never said he was putting 22s on his car. He never said that, bitch. He said he going to have on slicks. I said, I don't know nothing about your car, man. I don't know what you got in your car and don't care. I said, I'm not running my pickup truck with no damn cutlass. I said, I'd take Ty Regal and whoop his ass. If he drives his own car. They went to breaking up, talking about they want to run my truck. Then he said, you know what, Ken? You got the back tire. I said, I don't want none of that. Man, you got everything drag racing, this and that, and I'm going to run on the motor, and I'm going to drive my car. I said, now you got me. Lock your
man,
ass
in, man, ride
it
on the phone. What's up? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. That's
Brandon.
What's up?
Hey, Brandon.
What's up?
I don't know. Let me reimburse you. Let me inform what's going on, because I don't really know what's going on. They just called me and said, you looking for me. You and Meatball.
Me and Meatball looking for you? Who is this?
Yeah. This Skin, man.
Yeah, Skins. What's up, man? Where you been at,
okay.
Shady?
They said you was looking for me, so...
I'm looking for Ty, man. Something to lock his
Okay. Well, you ain't really looking for me.
No, you said you was going to lock him in.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lock his dumb ass in. If he listening on the mic, he need to lock himself in. I'm not locking him in for the Ty. You see what I'm saying? There's some issues going on with me and that guy. That's my buddy now. Some issues going on, and I'm not locking this car in. He's going to lock his own car in. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on, Shorty. Hey, Meatball, you and Pine called me the other day and to tell me to call Skin, and y'all was going to do something for him in the truck. Ain't that what y'all called me and told me?
Yeah, I do something for him with my car. What do you want to do?
No, I don't want to do nothing. Didn't you propose to me last time we was on this grand show? We was on this show, you proposed to me, and you had a ring in your hand. You
they
had
a
ring in your hand.
They got a little warm outside. I thought you might have changed your mind.
No. I will change my mind. Say something sound good to me, and I'm going to marry you, boy.
What sound good to you?
I don't know what sound good to me. I remember what you said last time. You don't remember what you said last time?
No, rephrase my memory. What
did I say? You said you're going to drive your own car. Because I told you, I said, I'm not racing no cutlass, man. I'll race you with Todd car, a G-body like you. I'm not racing my pickup truck with no cutlass. That's a grocery getter. You said, man, I'm going to drive my own car. You said, you got everything in drag racing. I said, oh, yeah? Hold on. Let me finish it so you can agree. You said, man, you got the back tire skin. I said, I don't want none of that, man. You said,
yeah, I might do that for you.
Can I finish, man? You said, man, fuck it. You got everything in drag racing. I'm going to have slicks on my car. I'm going to drive my own car and run on the motor. I said, now you got me. Lock your sis ass in, boy.
I'm going to give you everything in drag racing, spray to spray.
I don't want none of that, man, with my pickup truck. I will accommodate you, but I don't want none of that with my pickup truck. I don't know nothing about your colors and don't care. I don't want no trouble. The pickup truck just too slow. It's too much for the
junkyard.
For the bullshit.
What's
man,
gonna
what
get
are you talking about? That man said, what I'm going to get junkyard? What you going to get this?
He got a flat hood, man.
You listen to what I'm saying. What you going to get? Okay. Now you got me.
Junkyard got a flat hood with 22.
You talking about that white color?
Yeah, the one you already beat.
If he got 22s, I'm going to beat all the hell of his ass. I'm going to break his motherfucking back half in two, man. I'm not going to give nothing.
You run on the motor?
You a damn fool, man.
We run on the motor, man.
I ain't got nothing. Spray it, man. Spray that motherfucker, man. I ain't tell you what to do with your car.
That make it even?
No, that don't make it even. They saw my truck. If I see your Monte Carlo, I might go. That might make it even.
Well, bring that bitch on up there.
I'm not going to bring it nowhere unless I ain't close.
Fuck you. I'm going to get down on one knee and marry your sweet ass. Get your ass down.
Hey, that shit don't move me. I like when you talk sexy to me, baby. I like when you talk dirty to me. That don't move me. I will. Hey, get your ass. Hey, got you. I'm going to run all y'all. Get y'all ass up. Get y'all ass up to 41. You ain't listen to me. Get your ass up here to 41. Come on. Come on. You want me to come in your backyard, travel all that way for nothing at all? You're not paying us to sound good to me.
And we going to come back down there. We'll kill
our
ass.
No, come down here first. And I'm going to put my thing in your ass. You might move out of here.
Hey, Finn.
What, sir?
Fuck up your lips. Good night, motherfucker.
You said what? I don't know who that dumb motherfucker was. Who would that be?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey. Good night, sir.
All that jibber-jabber. What's wrong with him?
Hey, Shorty, you know I can't
drive, man. I got this little Mustang, man. You can run Brandon Colors with it.
I sure will. I just told him I'd run him with a Mustang. He's scared to death. But I'm scared because I won't lock in with my truck. But they won't lock in with your Mustang. No towboat, no supercharger. Get out. I ain't never drove in my life.
Hold on, man.
This is
a full interior streetcar. Are you full interior?
There you go.
I asked a question,
huh? Yeah, I told you, Ben. You got to listen to me, man. Get you a full interior car, man. Stop getting this bullshit and talking about it's a street car because they're not going to go like that. If you go like I tell you to go, don't put a ring in their ass, man. Sweet. Man, these people sweet in the motherfucker. All you do is dance to their music a little bit. Yes, sir.
So they just pulled, Biz Mustang got pulled
the Skins don't want to race, man. Leave Skins a little bitty ass alone, man.
They scared of me, man. I'll take Biz time and put my finger in their ass, and they might whoop me because I don't know shit about it.
But Shorty, Hey, Shorty.
Yeah.
But you got a G-body that got full interior. You run them on the motor to motor.
Sure do. I got a Malibu with all the interior in it with a small block. I'll run you motor to motor, Brandon. Lock your motherfucking ass in, because I'm trying to get
fun,
boy.
Man, run spray to spray.
See what I'm saying? You breaking up, boy.
Oh,
I'm knocking your ass out.
Run spray to spray, motherfucker.
No, I don't want to blow the motor up. It got some stock pistons and shit in it.
I got stock pistons, too.
Okay, you a dumbass. You gonna make me a dumbass?
Well, I want you to show me I'm a dumbass, then. Lock your sweet ass in. Lock your sweet ass in.
I don't want to spray this thing, man. I don't want to spray that thing, man. I want to just run on the motor.
I mean, so what's the difference with your truck?
Look, I just want to have a little fun with you, Brandon.
That's what I want to do. I want to beat your ass in my pickup. I said you had everything in drag racing.
Oh, what's up, man? I'm talking on this phone. Hello? Yeah,
you was talking shit about Ty. I've been trying to get Ty to lock in. He don't want to.
No, you're right. Now Hey, Brandon. I apologize, man. The little old boy ain't doing what I tell him to do, man. I apologize for even drawing on you with his car. Okay,
well, now
I'm on
that pickup.
I'm sorry, man. Do I owe you lunch or anything?
No. You owe me a race.
Now, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. My pickup truck run grocery car. If I catch you with a grocery car, I'm going to put my fang in your ass, Brandon. I'm trying to tell
you. What you consider a grocery car?
Okay, let me tell you what I consider a grocery car. I consider a grocery car a car with no turbo, no supercharge, air conditioning, everything, riding around with a flat hood, no roll cage, you know, stock spent, just ride around.
Okay,
full exhaust all the way to the back, you know, like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, if I show up with a flat hood and a full exhaust, you going to run me?
I don't know. I ain't going to let you prepare for me. You trying to prepare for me. Yeah, I can let you do that, and I'll go get another car just like that. But you don't want to run like that. You're not listening to me. You just want to run my pickup truck. You sent that car go. You see,
I need some of your money.
You ain't listening to me, Brandon. You see that car go,
You know that truck's slow, so you want to run it. That's why I'm going to run a certain way. If you say something you ain't got no business saying, like a 22, I'm going to knock your motherfucking ass out or get knocked out.
But you got a slick, though.
I don't give a fuck. That's what you see me with on there. That's what's going to make us equal. If I catch you with some 22s, you can have Don Dollar's mode in there with two turbos and eight superchargers. I don't give a fuck what you got. You got some fucking 22s. I'm knocking your ass out. The same way you goddamn it tied me last time. Y'all could have whooped my ass last time. Y'all goddamn it, y'all the one popping popcorn and shit. And the smart plug wire broke and all that. Right, you wasn't there. Well, you asked Junkyard then. What the fuck happened? They were trying to run you back.
All right, well, what G-body you can have up here May 4th then, man?
I just told you. I got a
full
model interior, in the garage.
Listen, full interior,
I got a model
no roll
in the
cage.
With full interior. I'm going to do it got a cage in it.
I ain't
got
no cage in my car.
No, you're not listening to me. I say I got to go look at the Malibu because they've been sitting in the garage for 4 years. I'm going to go look at
it. Okay, well, look at that motherfucker. I might want to lock your ass in.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to call my brother and tell him to go to the garage. Hold on, boy. I got something for your ass. I'm tired of you. And I told you I want to run on the motor. Ain't no sense in me calling him if you ain't running on the motor. I just want to play with you.
What is he running on the motor? He just ran a gutted Malibu with a cage and everything in it. And now you're talking about a cage.
Hey, Daddy.
Because I
ain't
got no
worry about all that.
That was bad company. I got a little more love for y'all. I don't like bad company.
Hey, Daddy, he got love for us. We going to honor all that. Fuck him. Hold on, man. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Hey, is you running on the motor before I call my brother and tell him to go look in the garage right quick?
I might do that.
Brandon. Because I want to run you because I'm just tired of your mouth. I'm going to show you that you're not more man than me. I'm going to run you motor to motor, small block to small block, all interior, G-body, like that. Okay?
No roll cage.
Okay. Right. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to see if we got a roll cage. Hold on.
In the meantime, let me check. Let me get this number right here. 88. It's a 0303 number. Can you see who that is?
I'm sorry, Biz. What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Open the last person up on the meatball. Can you open that mic?
Oh, okay. Call it 708-0303. Your mic is open. Call it 708-0303. Your mic is open, Biz. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Okay. Well, I guess they don't want to talk.
Okay. So, Brandon, you're run motor to motor?
Is it a small block?
That's what he said.
Yeah, I might do that. If it's a small block, motor to motor, no. If he said just like I said.
Okay.
I sure will do that. Since he ain't going to run me with his pickup, I'll run it.
All right. Well, we'll see. That'll be a feature match, that's for sure. You got a cover. So G body versus G body, small block, motor to motor. And we got to see if he got no cage.
That's the deciding factor.
If he got a cage in the car. We will see. Jeff, the mic is open.
I'm over here, Ben. How you doing, bro?
All right, what's going on?
Not much, man. I was just listening, man. You fucked me up when they said no cage. I got to have some kind of safety, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I got a stock suspension G-body, small block, nitrous. I'm ready.
Goddamn ground
for Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
That's what I'm listening, man. I got a street. Look.
Hold on, Brandon. Hold on.
Brandon, hold on, Brandon.
What's up,
Jordy? Brandon, it don't
what's
have
up?
A roll cage in it. It got a roll bar. He says it's a roll bar.
What is
a roll
bar, man?
It's a roll bar. In case you go too fast, you know, they won't kick you out the track. It's a little 6-point. It's a roll bar. It's not a roll cage.
A roll cage is a full cage, man.
It's a roll. Man, get your cow with that. I told you, boy, I'll break your motherfucking back, boy.
It's a roll cage, man.
It's a roll bar, man.
You bring that pickup here, I'll sit your ass on the 330. I'm tired of your mother.
Hey, man, do you want to get your motherfucking ass down, boy?
now. I've been trying to get down with you all year.
I just told you I got a Malibu. I just told you I got a Malibu, small block. I'm going to run you on the motor. It's a street car. I got all the seats in and everything. It just got a roll by it. Now, what you want to do?
Man, here you go. You want me to race in the blind?
Back, boy,
I need to see the tape.
Ain't that a bitch? I'm racing in the blind. What are you talking about?
I'll bring my car to your city.
You're not listening to me, man. See, there you go, talking about to your city. Nigga, that was 14 years ago. I don't want to hear no
man,
shit about those 14 years ago, man.
Man, I ain't got no goddamn money. It's still the same way. I ain't even changed the spark.
I don't know what you got, man. I didn't dress your ass this morning, boy. What's wrong with you? I don't know what the hell you got in your jeans and no cap. I just told you, my brother just went in the garage. It's been sitting there 4 years. He said it's a roll box. It's not a roll kit.
And you don't want to do a spray to spray.
Look, buddy, I mean, man, I just want to play with you because I'm tired of you fronting, man. I'm tired of you saying I'm scared, boy. I'm going to run you more than more, Brandon.
Look,
buy your own
look.
Car. I'm going to blow your back out, man.
No, I'm not driving. Shit, Skip driving.
Man, I don't care who's driving. Lock in motor to motor, man. I'm tired of you fronting, boy.
Man, you need to do a spray to spray.
I know you're breaking up like a fade forward, boy.
We can put some spray on it, man.
I ain't putting nothing spray on it. I'm not even finna spray it. I'm telling them to take it all off. Because I don't want to break the motor, man. I ain't smart.
Let's do a spray to spray, man.
I just told you that. I'm going to run you in the quarter. Head up. Me and you motor to motor, man. I'm going to break your neck, man, because I'm tired of you fronting, boy. I'm tired of you talking about I'm scared of you. I'm a G-body to G-body, small block to small block, horsepower to horsepower, me and you. Now, you want to put a skip in there, I'm going to knock Skip ass out. Who is he?
I ain't got no motor car, man. I got Nike.
All right,
bro.
Then, stop fun, boy. Run on the motor. I'll take my pickup truck and knock your ass out, boy.
You said you're going to do what? Not say that again. You're going to give me everything to drag race, right? Like you said. You said you're going to run on the motor. Give me everything to drag race. I'm going to give you everything like you a grown. You got the next lane and you can spray that smoke, bitch. I don't want to race that. I don't want to race that.
Man, Skin, you don't want to race, man.
I want to race that.
Hey, do you got a flat hood on your color?
I would boot one on there for you. It can't, it should go on there with no problem.
Hey, man, you can't be Brandon.
I got a little bit carburetor, man. It can go on there.
Nah, that's all right. I'm just asking the question.
I'll put a flat hood on it. We got spray to spray. You got everything in drag racing.
Nah, I'll just talk to you.
That still remain the same. With your pickup.
No. I drove my car
to the track and everything, man. It's a
bona fide
street.
I drive my pickup truck everywhere, and I drive the Malibu everywhere. I just ain't drove nowhere in 4 years. I'm going to start it up and drive it.
I need to see the car, man. I don't know what's going on. I ain't never seen the car.
Okay, don't worry about it.
But I'll tell
don't
you
worry
what,
about it.
You see your ass spray to spray.
I told you, Biz, they want to see everything I got. They don't want me to see what the fuck they got. I'll knock them out.
Man, you see what I got, man. You can come drive.
Man, stop fronting, man. You can stop fronting, man. Hey, because you see a car last year don't mean it's the same this year.
Man,
why don't you stop fronting, man? I think you're just trying to make the show, man. You want to say you've been hurt or something. Acting like a brawl or something. Man, you can change your car overnight, man. I don't want to hear that shit, man. I don't care what
you
did.
Man,
you want
to see the car, man? You can drive
man,
the car.
I don't want to see shit. I'm going to break
you
your ass.
You can make the car.
Okay, yeah, I want to see it. Bring your ass up here.
I came down there. You ain't giving me not one motherfucking race.
You didn't see me with no car, did you? Did you see me with a car?
Before we came down there, you said you was going to have some of the runners. That was that car with the Lamborghini.
Tell me what
down there.
And I did have some. You must be on
the
run.
The dude with the run, man. Hey, the dude with the Lamborghini does ain't want to do nothing.
I ain't with him, motherfucker. Stupid ass boy. I was trying to whoop his ass. He's from Minnesota. What are you talking
about,
man?
That's your boy. That's what you said you were going to do.
Hey, Brandon. Stop putting me with other people, man. I'm not with that goof ass boy with no Lamborghini doors. Stupid ass boy. Do I look like that type of dude? You don't see me with no damn auto styles or no gold teeth in my mouth. Boy, do I look like some type of faggot or something, boy?
Man, you said you got
to
let me call
this
man skin real quick.
Hey, man, you going to see me with Levi's and shit on just like you, boy. I don't wear no skinny jeans and shit, boy.
Let me call my man skin, man. Hold on, man.
Man, I'm finna go, man. I got to get off the mic. I got a meeting to go to, man. You playing a game. You don't want to lock in? You don't want to lock in, Brandon?
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah.
Man, you be having the boys scared of the motherfucker, man, the way you talk to him, man. You be having the boys. I'm talking
that?
About scared of the this baby boy, man, from the west side, Jack.
Hey,
kid.
Baby boy.
What's
on your mind? Man, them people scared to death, man. I'm trying to race a goose, but they don't want to run if I come with something they ain't seen. Scared to death. Scared to death, man. And I swear, look. Hey, the car was going to get. The man said, the man who got them built the car said, man, don't race that car. It's too slow, man. Don't go down the mile with that. I said, man, let me go down there with it, man. What I told him.
Hey,
man,
so why you going to work this little street car guy that's on the motor, man?
Who is that? What street car? I don't know nothing about no street car you got. Hey, man. Hey, man, listen. A person can make them. Okay, you got some 22s and you want to run it on the motor? Lock your ass in, sweetie. Lock your ass in, sweetie pie. I'm going to run you motor to motor. You're going to run with some 22s on, right?
What's your truck?
Hey, man.
Hold on, man. Can I get my motherfucking action on, all you fat fucking man? Let me get my action on. What you say, sir? You got a Monte Carlo with some 22s.
Yes, sir. You going to run your shit on the motor?
I'm not running shit on the motor.
I done seen people ride around in F bodies with cage in the car.
Look, I got a car ride around. My kids get on the freeway, go downtown, and they're allowed riding for down Jefferson.
Somebody got a lot of background noise, Biz.
That's fine.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Hey, roll kids only make you more smarter and more weight. That's all. It's the same shit.
I know that.
But he crying about a roll cage and a roll bar, that's just for safety. You want safety in the car.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is I'm trying to rent somebody to sit just like me. That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm telling
but
you.
But hold on, Brandon. You just ran another car from bad company that didn't sit like you.
I don't like bad company. I got more respect for them boys in Chicago than I got for bad company, man. I ain't never liked bad company.
Malibu.
Hey, you ain't scared to say that all that money?
Ride or die racing.
What up?
It's Meatball.
Ride or
die racing rules.
Hey, Meatball. What ride or die gonna have at the track next weekend?
You say what?
What is ride or die gonna have at the track next weekend?
I don't know, man. But I'm sure you will. But Biz, I'm sure you will get accommodated. Hello.
If I bring Lil Junior, up there, I'm gonna be accommodated with a ride or die car.
You might. You ain't gotta be by a ride or die car, but long as you get in.
Oh. I'm going in too. Hey, B-Ball. My question was, what will ride or die have at the track next weekend? I didn't ask you what is Michigan going to have at the track. I said ride or die.
Oh, Biz. I know what they're going to have that, Biz.
Okay.
They're going to have Skip with the Batmobile there for you, Biz.
Oh, my. Hey, Biz, what you going to do with that little Mustang you got with Skip car?
Yeah, Skip just
Batmobile?
He just got finished looking at you getting your ass whooped.
What you do for him? Small block
give
on
the
motor, man. You'll give us a break.
Give me the break. No, he going to give me the break.
No.
You say give you the break?
Yeah.
No.
Man, listen, you on the motor?
Nope.
No, you want the break? Are you crazy? We on the motor.
Hey man, you know what? I really usually don't do this, but if you got a motor car and it make just say 800, and I got
Biz, we ain't finna go through all that, Biz, man. It's on 28.
I'm just saying, so don't make me go there. I take that car run good, man. Give me the break. I'm gonna bring my Mustang small block on nitrous. Give me the break,
dude.
Yeah,
no sir.
No break.
We need to break.
You don't get none of that. Hey, well, that shit kind of personal to me. Y'all can't be picking on Biz. This is Grind and Pound. I want some action with that.
Uh-oh.
Ride or die.
There you go,
Brandon.
What do you got?
What?
Do we have?
The exact same thing Brandon got. A G-body. Small block stock suspension.
Small block stock suspension.
Full interior. Hold on. Full interior.
Full interior.
Gas tank still.
No roll
cage. There you go. Worried about a roll cage.
Man, listen here, man. You called in. You said you looking for Brandon. We told Skin we were trying to run a car the same way we said, street car.
And they ran a car with Lexan windows and fiberglass fenders and doors and everything. They ain't worried about a roll cage.
Hey, man, that was their fault.
So you got a roll cage. Do you want to run a skip car, the Batmobile? You want to run that car?
If he running on the motor, yeah. Get him, Jeff. Get him.
And you running on the motor?
No.
And we run on motor through the quarter. We can run on eighth and on spray.
Say that again.
Run on motor. Y'all sound real scared right now. Y'all sound real safe.
Meatball, how do he sound safe? He said just like Brandon. Y'all trying to put Skip on him. That sounds stupid.
That ground and pound, we run a quarter mile on the motor. 8 mile with the spray on. Small block,
stock suspension.
What kind of car?
Yeah, we got a little bar on it, but that's fine because we want to be safe. We want to get back home. You got the stock gas tank in this motherfucker. What you want to do?
I got the stock gas tank in my car. What that mean?
Good. So good. Sound good then. What you want to do?
I got to see the car.
Oh, man.
Hold on. He raced me three times, man.
Biz, they seen the video, Biz. They seen the video.
I know they did.
Hold on, Brandon.
Look on the BET, Mr. BET Live. He got all three races, me racing the car. The gunner put one up, you know, just the first place. God dog. Yeah. I mean, the beat of the car.
What is under?
Gunner picks or Mr. BET Live. Man, I know you got a super video, man.
Yep.
The video went out.
They want to jump on Biz because he lost a couple of races, but they don't want to race nobody.
I race up, Brandon.
Hey, we know you'll race them. We know you'll race them. That's what we're talking about. But they call themselves trying to pick on you. They picking and choosing in battles. Come on.
Y'all trying to pick y'all races, man.
No, we ain't picking nothing. We listening to you jumping on him. Because you saw him lose a couple races, you think you can do something.
I ain't nothing about Biz. I was talking about Shorty and the white Regal that they've been calling talking about that ain't show up here. He ought about three, four pump out bets up here.
I know.
Who's that Regal?
He's from Minnesota. He ain't from Chicago. So
we're going to bust his head anyway. Let Junior match him up.
Hey, y'all Chicago
boys
real safe.
I didn't say. We tell you what we going to do. You picking,
man,
y'all like you say, trying to pick on somebody just because you saw him make a little couple of losses.
I thought this was a wedding city, man. Y'all sound safe, man. Y'all scared of Detroit?
No,
hey,
sir.
Hey,
Meatball, do you know nobody scared of nobody in Detroit? So let's get off with that stupid stuff,
Meatball, I run Brandon to the 8 mile, man, with my Mustang, small block on nitro.
Meatball,
you know they real safe. They talk shit about us
being
Jerry Curls and Pink Gators. We trade them motherfuckers
up
in Nike Boots and Uzi. We
gonna
watch them
shit.
What
is he talking about? Safe? What is he talking about?
Chicago sound real safe, man.
I don't understand. What are you talking about? Where'd you get that?
Which race that we offered you guys is safe? Tell me. Y'all don't want to cry about the roll cage.
If he can get on the freeway and ride with me downtown and to Mighty, I will run him head up.
Hey, Brandon, you got a small block on
Nike.
I tell you what. We'll drive a little Malibu round town, downtown, by your broad house, whatever you want to do. But who's going to pay for that ticket because it's uncapped?
See,
who's
I
gonna
got to pay for the ticket, man. I got license plates and everything on my car, man. I'll tell you, my car is full-blown street car.
Okay, so what? That's your – I got to drive around on the street and all that. We can do that. But when I'm asking a question, when we drive that bad boy because it's uncapped, it's definitely uncapped, and they give us a ticket for that. Who gonna pay for it? You gonna pay for it?
Cap it up then. See y'all in the city.
I just figured it out, Bill. Man, them punks in Michigan homosexuals.
You say what?
Oh, you got the little one up
there. Sound like the boys in Michigan homosexuals. I said it. Nah.
Jimmy.
Well, come on up here so we can kiss on you then.
Yeah, Jimmy. No, I said y'all homosexual. I ain't.
So we going to make you one.
I don't like nuts on my chin.
We're going to make you one then.
They said he ran a robot.
We can't run you because you got a robot in your car.
Man, right. Y'all trying to be safe with these cars. How dumb can y'all be?
All you want from Chicago ain't number damn ladies.
What?
Y'all boys ain't number ladies from Chicago.
Okay,
come on, fuck on then.
Hey, Meatball, y'all don't want to worry about a robot.
Man, I ain't talking about nothing.
What about?
Never seen nothing like this all in my life.
All right. Got a few people done dropped off. I guess they upset that we can't get some racists locked in. But I want to tell Brandon, I don't think sitting like me has anything to do with a roll cage.
I think sitting like me.
Hold on, Brandon. Sitting like somebody is stock suspension on the same time. Okay, he's got stock suspension. Sitting like someone has something to do with motor suspension higher. It has nothing to do with a cage. Now, his car is not just like yours, no. But sitting like me is sitting on tire suspension and motor. So, you know, just because he has a 6-point roll cage, that's the least cage you can have is a 6-point roll cage.
Y'all seen my car. Y'all talking about all these cars I ain't seen. Bring it up here. We might be able to do something with y'all. Y'all seen my car.
Brandon. Don't nobody want to get on the road and drive 5 hours and you tell him, y'all don't sit like me, I'm not racing y'all. Then he just raced a 5-hour trip.
We have to talk about making it right then. I'll race y'all if it's right.
No, that ain't how it go there. Now, if you wanted to make the trip to come to 41 and see if you sit right there for you. But don't nobody want to make a 5-hour trip, bro.
I came down there and I ain't getting that one race.
Where was that? I wasn't there.
Yes, you was. You took my money.
Let me ask something right quick, though. Now, what if we propose? If we get his ass down here, he can't get a race, we pay his gas. We split his gas in for him. Is that fair point?
That should be fair.
That'll work then.
That way, he ain't got to worry about motherfuckers getting down here and ain't getting the race.
I like that too.
That's just keeping it 100.
Tell you what,
Griff,
Biz, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That same guy, what was that? That G body, small block, the one complaining about the robot. We got a six point bot in the car. We got a 6-point bot in the car, small block nitrous. We'll turn the nitrous on. We'll race him in an 8-mile, give him the back tire on the pro tree. It get no better than that. You need a handicap. You need a handicap just because of a funky bar. We're going to give you that. You get the back tire.
Okay, give me the back tire and we run out the back door.
No, I just tell you. You got the back tire, we run out the back door on motor. Both us on motor.
No, spray the spray.
Brandon, what he said, he said he would spray the car 8 mile. If he has to run a quarter, he want to run on the motor. He don't want to spray the car whole quarter mile. That's what he's saying.
I want to run the whole quarter mile, man. I like running out the back door.
You can't. Turn the nitrous off.
I don't want to run out the back door, man.
I don't have a motor car.
Okay, so he don't need it.
Okay,
he don't either. He's spraying the car. He don't want to spray the car. He don't want to spray the car a quarter.
Right, we got some junkyard bars, man. We scared to go that far on the spray.
I am too. It's gonna blow a blow.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You say you're going. You ain't scared. That's what you've been saying all day.
It's gonna blow a blow, man.
All day. We can't handle that. We don't have that much season around here. We can't handle that.
Well, y'all
eight mile, you got the back tire, pro tree, on the spray. Get ready. If you want to do it, we ready to do it. That's all, man. If you don't, stop talking. Get off the radio show. You're tying the man radio show up. Because I don't think you're going to go.
And what kind of car is that with? Y'all said he's still talking about a car. I don't know nothing about what kind of car is it.
Man, stop lying. You know about that car. That's
Brandon,
why you call.
Brandon. It's a white. I'm going to tell you. It's a white Malibu. I raced it at Wicks Race 3 times. It's on the it's on YouTube. All you got to do, I know you're on Facebook. All you got to do is look on the Detroit racing scene. They got the BET Live. He put 2 of the 3 races up. And Gunner Picks today just put up, go to Clocks Off, and Gunner Picks put the video up of our first race. It's a white Malibu, 28-inch tire. I think it's a small block on nitrous. Small block on nitrous. God, dog, man. Hey, anybody that asked you to race for $5,000, man, let's get a fan for a show. Damn.
Right.
We act like we run for $5,000 or $10,000.
That's all it is, man. We got a Malibu with everything in it. No, he can't be part of Grudging. Acting like that.
I'm looking for it right now, man.
All right, Harry, check this out. Go ahead and look for it. We will have one more show before the big race. We got one more Grudge Inc. show, Lord's willing. We'll be back at the bat time, same bat time, same bat channel next week.
Okay, you say he raced your car, bitch?
He raced the Vitamin D.
All right, you said it's a white people.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz, can I show, hey, Biz?
Yes.
Hey, where is that, what is that, the shark Mustang? What happened to that? Jaws, I mean?
Oh, that's slow car? I don't know. Probably in the junkyard.
Oh, wow, Biz. I didn't know you were going to talk about your people like that. We want some get back with Skip Car, man.
No, you talking about the Hawk or Jaws?
No, Jaws. The other was a blue one they bought down here, too.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the junkyard. Hey, 773-6516. Your mic is open.
I got a couple
questions. 773-6516. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
All right. Close it. All right. Go ahead, Ball.
Yeah. I didn't know whatever happened to that car.
Oh, y'all ran the Jaws with that car?
We ran it with Skip Car.
And what was the outcome?
I come always come from Chicago. They got their ass whooped.
Oh, okay. I told you, I got a little small block I want to Skip Car with. Let me get the break.
Nah, man.
I don't like that.
You know what? I ain't at home, but I'm going to go look at the video.
I'm looking at it right now.
I got your number, Biz. We will give you a call.
Okay, small block on nitrous.
Hey, man, that's all you got to do is call Skip. Skip said he already seen the car. I ain't seen the car. Call Skip and get Skip on the phone.
I can't, man. My mind tied all up. Hold on, let me tell the dude.
All this calling for, man. What is all this? Hey, Biz, what's all the calling for?
Well, I guess you know he can't lock in the man's car. I don't know.
Man, Jeff and them sit identical. Jeff and them sit how they sit.
We're going to see. We ain't got but a couple more minutes. See what's going on.
don't know how to work this damn file.
Hold on.
If they check.
We got a block caller. We got a block caller. Your mic is open. Block caller. Mic is open. Right, open mic. You don't want to say nothing. Hey, we got 5 more minutes, fellas. Get Skip on the phone, or we'll just wait till next week. Is Hootie? Hey, Hootie, is this you, Hootie? 773-2199. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
732.
What up?
Yeah. Is you
Rudy? Yeah. What's going on, man? What's going
on? Yeah, man. You gonna be a mile next week with your car?
Nah, man. I ain't ready with it yet, man. I've been doing some other shit.
I'll beat your head in.
I heard out. You ain't gonna beat shit in, man. You in your fourth car, man. Why drive first?
I'm gonna beat your head in.
Man. You turn into four cars, you want one car. You ain't satisfied yet, motherfucker. You ain't waiting for me.
Hey, man. Let me tell you something, man. Hold on. I'm gonna say so you can understand, Hootie. Only thing I've kept a long time in my life is my wife.
I'm not worried about
you,
man.
I changed up everything.
You said I got the bike time for life, so that's all that matters. I don't care what you bring, man.
What?
You said I got the best time for life.
You do. Get the mileage Saturday. You got the back tire.
I ain't gonna be a miler, man.
Yeah, I know you ain't.
We got our own good car. Hey, you know what though? I'm glad to see that I stay on your mind and you came and found me, because I ain't pressed the one button. But I sure was listening to the show.
You're not on my mind, Hootie. Did you hear him asking about Jaws?
Yeah, man. I was going to ask him about. Yeah, hey, look. Hey, Skip. I want the same race. You on the motor, I'm on the gun. I like that. Next time I come to Miami, y'all got action.
All right. See, I just try to give them what they want. You're not on my mind.
Yeah, hey.
Beat your head.
With you.
Beat your head.
You're going to get what you want, too. An ass kiss.
When we gonna do it? When we gonna do it? We gonna do it June 1st at the first meltdown?
Listen, man, you don't make no arrangements with my car. Just
I'm
know.
Asking
you
a friend, hey, Hootie. Hootie, I'm asking.
Right. You got action. I'm not setting no dates, no time, man.
I'm asking. But everybody gonna be there. I want everybody to see this.
You know, see, that's what I'm saying. You race for a crowd, man. I don't race for no crowd, man. You got action when nobody see you at the track. It was that.
If that's the case, Hootie, hold on. Next Wednesday, we'll meet on Dirty Road at 4 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nobody be there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll meet on Dirty Road. Since you don't want no crowd, we're going to meet on Dirty Road next Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the morning. There'll be but me and you out there.
Oh, my God. You know what?
You don't want no crowd.
You gotta ask a street car for Dirty Road, cause I ain't got a street car for Dirty Road.
Oh, you got a race car?
Cause I'll make you put your money where your mouth is. I got a street car for Dirty Road.
Hey,
that way, you want some trouble. You driving, right? When you driving, you got action.
No, I need my license. I can't drive on the street.
Yeah, that's why I told you. That's why you from Harvey, scary ass.
I'm definitely from Harvey. And I will definitely meet you at the track June 1st, 2013.
I know you're going to meet me anywhere. I tell you to meet me. Hey, Bill, you know what, though? You made my day. You came looking for me. Because I ain't thinking about you. But, hey, I like listening to
you. You're too slow to think about me. You're too slow. Hey, Hootie, I got to. Hey,
man,
you seen that movie?
Cars in order, man.
Hey, Hootie, you ever see that movie? You ever see that movie State Property?
Yeah, I seen them, man.
You know what they said? You remember they said they gonna throw him a surprise party?
Oh man!
I'm gonna throw you a surprise party, Hootie. Hey, Hootie, you ain't gonna race me, man.
Hey, so know what? Everybody knows. They don't want the East Side Boys in no party.
Hey, man. Lil Boosie will run through your whole camp. Stop it.
Man, listen, man. You ain't got to speak for Ron.
586-3175. 586-3175.
Your
mic is over. Like I said, I heard Mr. Willis say he was telling somebody. Real Morrison can't build no motors. Maybe Sonny Leonard can't build no motors. Carl Folk can't do no heads. Mr. Willis. So Carl Folk can't do no heads.
586. It's 586. About heads and motors. 586. We're talking about heads and motors.
Baddest motherfuckers in the United States. Still. You know, really.
Nah, he didn't want to talk. He talking about Mr. Willie and who built some heads. You heard that, bub. Hey, fellas, we're going to go ahead and conclude this radio broadcast.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of G? When your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Drag racers and fans will take over Albany, Georgia as Grudge Inc. and Wild Child Bobby Childs present a weekend of action Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at the US 19 Dragway. Both days, special guest racers from all over will be in the house. One time for DJ Grant, the number one stunner and butt naked out of Alabama. Biz out of Chicago. Big Clog, Mississippi Joe, and Gadget out of Mississippi. Plus, all of Middle Georgia will dominate the US 19 Dragway Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th as Grudge Inc. and Wild Child Bobby Childs orchestrate a weekend of action. Okay, let's get down to the details. Friday, the April 26th action features a $25 open test and tune hard tire class and a 5-speed hard tire class. Gates open at 6 p.m. and racing starts at 7 p.m. $10 admission. And Saturday, the April 27th action headlines a big tire shootout with $3,000 to win and free entry. A 6-0 index with $1,800 to win, a $100 entry and 20 car minimum. A 7-0 index with $1,200 to win.